أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن ذلك لمن خشي ربه. صدق الله العظيم. After discussing the situation in Mecca and Medina and the surrounding areas before the coming of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to those who had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they make their deeds, especially and particularly for Allah, whatever they do it with ikhlas and sincerity. Here in these concluding ayats of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides the two categories and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the consequences. The one group, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ, certainly those who disbelieved from amongst the people of the book, that is from the Yahud and the Nasara, وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ and the polytheists, فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will be in the fire of Jahannam, they will remain in it forever. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ, and they are the worst of creatures. In other words, they are even worse than even the animals and every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the converse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who had brought iman and practiced righteously, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, they are the best of creatures, they are the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam defined who are the best of people, who are the best of creatures, and who are the worst of creatures. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the Sahaba, do you know who are the best of creatures? So obviously the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum responded, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam knows best. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that has his conveyance, his horse, or whatever it may have been, and he gets onto that horse and he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the best of creatures. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave another description. A person is in the midst of his sheep, his flock, and at that place, wherever he is, it is the time for salat. That person stands up and he performs his salat. He gives out his zakat. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, those are the best of people. Now from this part of the hadith, we learn some very important lessons, that wherever we are, whatever our occupations be, whatever our professions, our trade be, whenever it is the time of salat, we should try and perform the salat. At least we will be regarded as the best of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our zakat is due, we pay that zakat, we'll be regarded as the best of creatures in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam explained who are the worst of the creatures. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who asks in the name of Allah. Asking in the name of Allah doesn't necessarily mean begging from people, but sometimes we have to make our claims from people. We have obligations, we have rights, and the people have to give us our rights, and then we ask for our rights in the name of Allah. But then Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, when they are asked in the name of Allah, they do not respond. So they are the worst of all creatures, and hence Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam clarified these matters with us, that whenever we ask for anything, our rights, then we ask for it in the name of Allah, then we should also give in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are asked from us also. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to those who practice righteously and brought iman, Allah says, jaza'uhum inda rabbihim. Their jaza, their recompense, their reward is by their Lord, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jannatu adnin tajri min tahtihal anhar. Gardens that have been prepared, gardens that are forever and ever, under which rivers flow. Now when we look at these ayats of Jannat, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies it in many places in the Quran, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, under which rivers flow. One is when we find a river or we find water, always flowing water, flowing rivers are far better and more superior than stagnant ones. So that is one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Secondly, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar is also indicative of the fact that it will be forever and ever. It will flow forever and ever. And then some ulama have stated that throughout the life of a believing servant, his amal flowed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a continuity of his actions. Like if you look at a person that performs his Fajr Salat and then he does not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, probably he makes tilawat of the Quran or he makes dhikr and he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is honest in his business dealings. He is kind and fair to those that work for him. He is kind with his family and his household. And in that manner, he continues to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a continuous flow of his amal. There is a continuous flow of his actions. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in recompense for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the continuous flowing of this waters of Jannat. And in the waters of Jannat, we find that Allah subhanahu, or rather the rivers of Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one, it will be water, but obviously not like the water of this world. Water that will be sweet, and the people of Jannat will drink, not because of thirst, but just because of desire. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rivers of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there will be rivers of honey. And that honey also will not be like the honey of this world. It will be far more superior in its quality, far more superior in its sweetness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the third type of river, and that is the river of milk in Jannat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that it is not milk like the milk of this world, that if it is not preserved, if it is not cooled, then that milk will go off, it will go sour, but that milk will continue to flow forever and ever. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the river of wine that is in Jannat, and of course that wine is not the haram wine of this world, it will be of a far more superior quality. It will not intoxicate the person. There will be no aftermath, after effects of that. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that river, khalidina fiha abada, they will remain in it forever and ever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes that is not all sufficient. But Allah says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. And this is for all the people of Jannat. That one is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with them because of their deeds in this world. They brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sacrificed. They persevered in the path of Allah. Whatever obstacles came in their way, it did not become an impediment and a barrier between them and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they yearned to make the ibadat of Allah, they yearn to create the love of Allah in their hearts, they yearn and they struggle for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate. Yesterday we did part of the narration, the last part is whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate it, and radiyallahu anhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with them. In the ayahs of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ridwanum minallahi akbar, that the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest ni'mat of the akhirat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can ever bestow a person. And then also Jannat is in the hereafter. The ridwan and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins in this world and it continues in the hereafter. The difference is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the announcement. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the greatest triumph, that is the greatest success anyone can achieve when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well pleased with them. Then waradu an, they will also be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration in Bukhari and Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the people of Jannat. After they have entered Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, have you got everything? Are you well pleased with everything? They will respond and they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after this, what else can we get? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will declare and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unveil His noor, and hence the people of Jannah will see that noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waradu an, and then there will be total satisfaction and they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. How can all this be be achieved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in a very few words, that is for that person, khashiya rabba, who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here fear is not that natural fear that we have, that perhaps if we see some animal or we see something that threatens our life or someone that threatens our life, we get that natural fear. But this is the fear that is motivated by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this term, the term khashiyat, when this kind of fear comes, which is motivated by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is a restlessness in the heart of that individual to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fulfill the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is this one quality that if the believers can bring into themselves over and above the iman, over and above the amal salihat and the righteous deeds, that this condition of the heart prevails, then these ni'mats of Allah and these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be bestowed upon them in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.